he was able to construct an amazingly simple formula that satisfied all of these conditions. The Veneziano formula attracted a great deal of attention. It was soon generalized by several theorists to other processes and made the basis of a systematic approximation scheme. No one at this time had any idea of any possible application to a quantum theory of gravitation. This work was motivated entirely by the hope of understanding the strong nuclear forces. The true theory of strong forces, the quantum field theory, known as quantum chromodynamics, was then several years in the future. In the course of this work, it was realized that Veneziano's formula and its extensions and generalizations were not merely lucky guesses, but the theory of a new kind of physical entity, a relativistic quantum mechanical string. Of course, ordinary strings are composed of particles like protons and neutrons and electrons, but these new strings are different. They are the things of which the protons and neutrons are supposed to be composed. It is not that someone suddenly had an inspiration that matter is composed of strings, and then went on to develop a theory based on this idea. The theory of strings had been discovered before anyone realized that it was a theory of strings. These strings can be visualized as tiny, one-dimensional rips in the smooth fabric of space. Strings can be open, with two free ends, or closed, like a rubber band. As they fly around in space, the strings vibrate. Each string can be found in any one of an infinite number of possible states, or modes, of vibration, much like the various overtones produced by a vibrating tuning fork or violin string. The vibrations of ordinary violin strings die down with time because the energy of vibration of a violin string tends to be converted into a random motion of the atoms of which the violin string is composed, a motion we observe as heat. In contrast, the strings that concern us here are truly fundamental and keep vibrating forever. They are not composed of atoms or anything else, and there is no place for their energy of vibration to go. The strings are supposed to be very small, so when a string is observed without probing to very short distances, it appears like a point particle. Because the string can be in any one of an infinite number of possible modes of vibration, it appears like a particle that can belong to any one of an infinite number of possible species, the species corresponding to the mode in which the string is vibrating. The early versions of string theory were not without problems. Calculations showed that among the infinite number of modes of vibration of a closed string, there was one mode in which the string would appear like a particle with zero mass and a spin twice that of the photon. Remember, the discovery of string theories stemmed from Veneziano's effort to understand the strong nuclear forces